What's going down, everybody? Cody with you. No Doug today. He's a little under the weather. Dan and C-Rad also here. This is The Hype, episode 239. Of course, we're going to talk about what everybody's talking about in the hobby. Obviously.
Yellow Lamborghinis.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, that too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I guess we could talk about
my Lambo whip. Well, not mine.
Like Pikachu.
Was it a brand new Lamborghini?
I think it's the latest.
Was it like a 1991 with 187,000 miles on it?
Boy, sorry. There's a catch to this.
What's funny is that is still probably an expensive car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, there can't be any Lamborghinis out there that actually have more than 100,000 miles. You don't really use that as a commuter car, right?
Only times I've ever seen a Lambo driving around in traffic is when I'm in L.A. That's the only times I've seen, like, casual Lambos.
Like, a Lambo you probably get, like, 40, 50,000 miles on it.
Yeah,
before
tops.
It's not the Honda Civic or the Toyota Corollas.
You're not corralling the family together and taking a road trip in the Lambo.
There is no backseat, correct? I've never been in a Lambo. There is no backseat, so like it would look odd to have like a car seat in the front seat of a Lambo.
Yeah, very very strange.
Would it be odd?
It would also be probably illegal.
Yeah, it's got to be. But if you're like, my car doesn't have a backseat, so where do I put little Johnny?
That's right.
Where do I put little Johnny?
Going to deny my boy a chance to sit in this. This is his Lamborghini. He asked for this.
It is a regulation car seat, I swear. Is that a thing? They are regular.
There's regulation.
There's different. You move up, right? Different sizes.
They just don't allow you to put it in the front seat.
Yes. So.
But what if you don't have a back seat?
Well,
the only option is you don't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
Growing up means you trade in the Lambo for something a little more efficient.
What if you're in a pinch? It's the only available car and you need to get somewhere and you're
you got to do what you got to do, but yeah, just explain to the officer when you get pulled over.
In a pinch in Lambo, I don't think I've ever been in the same sentence. We will get to that. Yeah. Somebody won a yellow Lamborghini. The big chase, the golden ticket has been pulled. We will talk about it. Plus, what is going to be the next big chase car? Can anything top it? I don't know if it can, but we'll talk about that. Plus, first sales of some NT football. We'll get into that as well in a little Guess That Price. But we're going to start things off talking a little Topps Tribute. Topps Tribute is here 2022, one of the first really high-end products for baseball collectors. Wander Franco, of course, we're going to be chasing him. Some huge stuff in here. There is some dual Ichiro Albert Pujols, new dual autos that I'm excited. Hopefully we can pull here. And Dan and C-Rat are going to be breaking a box right now, doing another box battle. No Doug here, so he can't steal the big hits. So, guys, take it away.
You know me, I like big hits. So, I've been talking about Tribute, and I probably have said the same thing over and over and over. This right here, this box, when it comes to baseball, this is OG high-end.
Yeah.
This is like, back in the day, it was Tribute and Topps Triple Threads, and that was like as high-end as cards got. So,
For a long time.
Like a decade. Yeah. So this is where we're at right here. That is the box. I'm gonna do three packs. You're gonna do three packs.
Sounds good.
And
the best part is that we're gonna get hits in every single pack. So,
and I forgot what year. Maybe was it 2010, 2011? Forgot what year it was. But they actually at one point every card in Topps Tribute was magged up. And they did it for 1 year.
Wow.
And
feel like this would be a good year to bring that back. I feel like
the great magnetic shortage of the last 2 years.
Yes.
Can't do it.
Not happening.
This product would not come out until 2027.
Yeah. No, not happening anymore.
Yet they still magnet everything in archive signatures.
Well, I think there's a little bit more margin in that one. Yeah. So, all right. So here's my three packs. And I'll go first. This product, is always a sharp looking design. There's Dennis Eckersley with, would you call his haircut? Is that? I've always said it was a mullet. Doug claims it's a Tennessee top hat. Maybe one and the same.
First of all, I don't know if I've ever heard the term Tennessee top hat, but I like it.
Yeah, well,
I'll tell you what, the haircut is a 6.5.
It is.
All right. Hideki Matsui, Shadowbox.
Damn, that's a nice looking card.
That's a great looking card. 32 of 50. We got him. Hideki Matsui from Knocked Up fame. Have you ever seen that scene?
Oh wow!
Where he leaves and he's in the fantasy baseball draft.
Yep.
Oh yes.
And she comes in and she's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Babe, I got Hideki Matsui." Well, there he is.
Hideki
Matsui, Chipper Jones. There's also another great line,
which is apparently worse than cheating.
Apparently, Fernando Tatis Jr. And I'm gonna go with the base on the back here. Nolan Arenado. And ultimate slow roll there. Game used DJ LeMahieu. And there is the MLB hologram right there. So you can actually put that into MLB. I think it's authentication. And it will tell you what game that jersey was worn in. So, another cool little feature.
Always love the stamp of approval.
Stamp of approval.
Really nice. Good Yankee box so far. Major League best Yankees.
If I don't get an auto here, that means C-Rad's getting two autos. Yep. But it's going to be hard to beat the Hideki. Greg Maddux. Oh, yeah. I was able to do that. Walker Buehler. Feel like it's going to be an auto. Jorge Soler. 199. Look at that card, though. Look at that. It's a good-looking design.
Very nice.
That means my auto's got to be good.
You know, I think Tribute gets lost in the shuffle. You have Definitive that comes out, Diamond Icons that comes out, you have Transcendent. There's not a lot of card designs that look better than this for baseball.
Totally agree. They look really slick, the acetate finish, and you're always guaranteed something pretty good out of each box. Of course, these are available, mojobreak.com for breaks, mojobreakshop.com if you guys want to get your own box. Huge, huge hits in these boxes. Chance for huge hits. I got the solid gold greats being added to the mix this year. Some huge autos there, Jeter autos and the like.
Ooh, you got a thick one.
There's a nice thick card coming up.
Triple jersey center for the Red Sox, 13-25.
All right. Could be.
I guess I would agree that it is a little bit overlooked, but I will say that over the recent years, like the last 2-3 years, people have been actually paying a little bit more attention to it.
But I still feel that they hold triple threads in a higher regard.
Yeah, I think that's true. This is kind of like giving the fans something before the big hitters come around, but it's still a great product, and I think for the price point too, the type of stuff you're going to get out of it compared to that other big stuff.
What's it going for? It's around $400?
I believe so.
It's a steal these days.
That's right. I mean, yeah, it's crazy to say, but it's true.
For this type of product, that's a steal these days.
Absolutely.
My third auto, Dan's going to beat me in this box break. Man, I never win these. It's because I go last. That's why. Can I go first next time? Lucas Giolito.
Are you going to weigh out the boxes, the packs
exactly.
Next time? Yeah.
I got my little scale in my back pocket.
I did get, well, yeah. I mean, unless you get some kind of crazy batter silhouette logo man.
Right.
Green parallel base, $14.99.
Nice green Rendon. Left-handed
home run last night, and he's not a switch hitter.
No.
So
he's listed, before we recorded, listed as a switch hitter in the lineup today, by the way. A little tongue-in-cheek.
Double relic, Chipper Jones of the Braves.
Another chipper.
18 out of 99 on that chipper.
I like what baseball is doing right now. I mean, I know we're breaking a box of baseball, so I feel like I can talk about baseball. But having, you know, non-position players pitch, having a good time with that. You have, like, guys trying to hit left-handed when they don't hit left-handed. Like, I feel that baseball as a culture is trying to make it more exciting. and not go through the same motions that, let's face it, we've been going through that are great for like the last 150 years.
Yeah, I think there's a whole generation of players now who probably were growing up with hearing the play the game the right way, do it this way, you can't do that, you're not allowed to do that, and I think you are starting to finally see
don't
that
step
blowback.
On the mound.
Right, right.
Don't step on the mound.
Right, exactly, that sort of stuff. So I think you are finally starting to see those players are coming, those players who were going against that are now coming of age, and they're the ones who are becoming the leaders on these teams. So baseball's in a good spot right now.
We need more, like, bat flips. We need more definitely showboating. We need more, like, I mean, dudes should be doing, like, dances all around the whole... If they hit a home run, they should just do a full, like, dance.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. They should just be, like, waving to the crowd and just... Let's change the culture and make it more fun. And I think that's what we're trying to... We're seeing players slowly take advantage of the culture changing. So let's keep that going.
Yeah. We need more of what we saw in Japan from Shinjo, former Giant legend, coming in on the hovercraft. That's what we need.
We need more hovercrafts.
Yes.
Is what we need.
We need more hovercrafts. We need hovercraft relics in Topps Tribute 2023. But Topps Tribute 2022, great product. As we've said, I think we're all in agreement. Pretty underrated product for baseball fans. Like we have it on the slide there. The Pujols and Ichiro dual auto. I think there's two one of ones, which sounds kind of like an oxymoron, but there are two one of a kind dual Ichiro Pujols autos. I was talking about it a few weeks ago. How
why make it a one of two?
Why not make it a one of two and just do a one of one? Yeah, do two one of ones.
Maybe
even
Pujols
better.
Is on the top of one, and then Ichiro's
maybe
on the top of one.
That might be it.
Is or maybe different teams?
That's my guess, is that they are going to be maybe a different, yeah, they're on different teams there. That might be the way it goes. But great looking car, really cool. If you're watching the video, you can see it there. And if you guys want to get in on a Topps Tribute break, make sure to go to mojobreak.com. If you want a box for yourself, mojobreakshop.com, now available. Check it out. Topps Tribute, really cool high-end baseball product. All right, moving on to our next topic. The chase is over. It's all done. I can't believe it. I said this on Friday in our Slack channel as we all were finding out that, yes, indeed, the triple logo man had been pulled. Part of me is relieved, honestly. It's over. Like, we can move on with our lives. We can this chase that has been sort of this I don't want to say it's like a dark cloud over the industry, but certainly it has been like the thing we've been talking about for months and months and months. And if it was going into the National, we were still talking about it. It would still just get to the point where it's like, somebody just pulled this thing already. It has finally been pulled.
And I get what you're saying. It's one of those things where, like, you get a lot of people speculating and talking about, well, is it even in the product? Does, like, conspiracy theories, does Panini know where it's at? Or is Panini putting it over there? Panini holding it back? Panini give it to a distributor? Panini give it to a breaker? Whatever. Like, they just basically are all in collusion together to make sure it doesn't come out until, like, literally the last case. This debunks all those theories. This was in a box. It was in a random case. It was pulled by breakers who, you know, they open up a lot of products. I'm going to give them, hey, you know, the more flawless that you open, the chances of you pulling the triple logo man go up. I get it. We tried to pull it. We gave it the old college try. We opened up enough flawless to put our hat in the ring, and it didn't happen, but good for them. Good for, I think it was a Whatnot product, promo as well going on. So I think the breaker got a yellow Lambo, which is cool. You can drive that to AC, show that off in Atlantic City for the National.
Oh, we're definitely seeing the yellow Lambo
If you're setting up and you were the breaker to pull the logo man, and you got the Whatnot yellow Lambo,
it's gonna be
you
front and center
that needs to be your booth, right?
Yes.
Like, you need to basically 100%. Set up your brake booth inside the yellow Lambo and do brakes from inside of the Lambo. Yeah. Lambo brakes.
What's more backyard than the back of a Lambo?
Hey, man, I mean, we are doing something similar to National, but we're bringing out a 1973 Pinto. So we're going to be breaking out of a Pinto.
Hey, you know what? Harder to come by that than the Lambo, I got to say. You
really?
Know? Maybe a little more expensive.
Maybe because they're just not none of them around running.
Exactly.
Those were pretty dangerous cars if I were...
Are those the ones where if someone crashed into you, it would literally explode?
Yes. I think that is actually what they were known for.
So, yeah, we'll be bringing that to the National. Hopefully not a massive fire hazard, but...
I'm actually driving it. Cross country. Yeah, probably not. It's probably breakdown.
Yeah, no. You'll probably get to, like, Nevada, dude.
Dude, I'll probably get to Sacramento.
So the triple has been pulled, as we mentioned. Yes. A breakers that I think it's fair to say sort of have become infamous in this world. Backyard Breaks pulled the triple logo, man, on whatnot. There was a big... I mean, this was supposed to be... I know, Dan, you mentioned it, that, you can't say anything, and yet people are... gonna say stuff that this is rigged and all that, because of course they are, because it happened on the week where they announced the Lamborghini giveaway and all that. So, but I think, yeah, let's all put that aside. They pulled it. It's over. The chase has ended. The thing I've noticed, and I just think it's so funny how it all comes, everybody comes out of the woodwork when something like this happens. The amount of people that I saw on social media saying, ugly card anyway. It's not even a good looking card. Like, would you have said that if anybody else broke it?
Somebody
would you be saying
actually
that?
Said that there was too much focus on the patches.
Right.
Like, it's a logo,
it's
man.
A logo,
triple
man.
Logo. What do you want? What do you want him to do?
Right.
Where do you want it? Three logos on a card this big? Where do you want the logos to be?
Yeah. Back front and center, or back.
Yep. Yeah, just put the card right here. Just leave a nice full bleed photo, and then just like throw the logo man's
well, okay.
on the back.
To play devil's advocate, exquisite triple logo man's, you could argue, have a better looking design. Than the one that was in Flawless.
So, yeah, okay. So if you basically got it, you're like, this thing doesn't even deserve to be in my shoebox.
No.
Let alone, like...
I personally don't agree that it's ugly or anything like that. I think it looks fine to me, and, I mean, it looks good to me. Like like you said, there's not much you can do with three Logo Mans on a card that size, right? But I don't know. Just salt.
I prefer it being size regular size card, as opposed to being something crazy where like it's a jumbo card, and like
I would have hated that.
Yeah. So say you know how Upper Deck did the pieces of court.
Yes.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't quite 8x10s, but they were
bigger. I recently saw the Jordan Logo Man.
What if there's a triple Logo Man on that? Like, I would prefer to have card size regular.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. congrats to the owner. Another thing, I mean, we can put a hypothetical price tag on that card. I've heard people say $3 million. I've heard people say $5 million. I've heard people say $10 million.
I wouldn't be surprised if I'm at the point where whatever it goes for, I'm not gonna be surprised. I really am not. Now it's because now the chase is over. Yes, but now is gonna be the interesting part of what ends up happening to this card, because I just cannot. We know that this is gonna be split three ways from what I think we've seen.
Yeah.
So far.
What do you do? Let's say it sells for $6 million, mm-hmm. right? Goes to Golden sells for $6 million, whatever. If you had an opportunity to roll the dice and be like, I want the whole card. Put me in a randomizer. Give me a 33% chance of taking the whole card. If I lose, I get zero. Does anybody you know, yourself included, do you take that chance?
No.
No?
No. I take my third and
I think we were talking about this outside of the studio a couple days ago, and Sugar Shane, basically was like, I'd take the chance on getting the whole thing. I'm also, you would forfeit $2 million for a chance to get $6
million. Absolutely insane, unhinged mentality. Part of me almost respects it.
I think he just does it for reaction.
Of course.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, he's got stones. I'll give him that. He did get a Mojo Break tattoo.
Yeah. I'm not going full Adam Sandler at the end of Uncut Gems, just saying, you know what, let's throw all this money on here. Who cares if I get shot in the head at the end of this movie?
What do you think, C-Rad? Put all the money on it. Does the thought even cross your mind? Or you're just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not gambling on a card that amount.
No. Yeah, no, you can't. And I actually was trying to reiterate to Shane, I'm like, it's one thing if it was like a $5,000 card.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like one of your PC players, PC teams, you're like, oh, I want to, we'll run a random on it. But like $2 million for essentially
life-changing.
99.9% of the population is like life-changing money.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
no one's doing that. But I'll be interested to see, because this is eventually going to go in. There's names where I feel like I think we're all thinking who's going to end up with this card as the sole owner at one point. I wouldn't be shocked to see Drake get back in the fold here. If we're talking about the types of guys who can throw around that kind of money, and we knew how hard he was going after this thing, would not be shocked to see him get back in this to be the sole owner of this card.
Yeah. I think, and I don't, I have no, this is hypothetical. Yeah. I have no idea. I think what he loved about that card was the chase.
Yeah, that's true.
More than the owning the actual card, because if he really wanted to own the card, he would have never opened up any Flawless. True. And would have been like, cool, like when it's pulled, I'll just make sure that whoever has it knows that I want it and I'll buy it. I think it was about the chase.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to be the person who was like, not only do I own it, but I was the one who pulled it.
Yeah. It's the thrill of the hunt for
absolutely
for Drake.
Jersey.
Yeah, it's, boy, what a wild few months, though, all things considered, to have it culminate with just let's throw out a Lamborghini as bait. When Flawless first came out, I don't think anybody could have even envisioned it coming to this, despite knowing that was in there.
Putting bounties on like product hits is nothing new. We've seen that, and we've seen, I remember in like 10 years ago, you would see a bounty on like Twitter for a card and it would be like $5,000, and you'd be like, damn,
right,
somebody's gonna put out $5,000 for that card. There's a bounty of $5,000 in that card. That's crazy. Now we're just like throwing around just $1 million bounties, $200,000 bounties. I mean, even for Zero Cool Jackass, which we have available at mojobreakshop.com, they are putting up a bounty for $10,000 for a 1-of-1 Johnny Knoxville auto.
Right.
Which, it's crazy. Like, now we're in the pop culture where, like, people are, I mean, it's almost at a point where, like, there's a bounty on, like, every product.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's pretty wild that, yeah, like I said, it all culminates with this.
I don't know how much a Lamborghini is. It's got to be $150,000, $200,000 maybe.
Did not do my research on Lambo prices.
I mean, cars are tough to come by right now.
Cars
in general
are tough to come by.
Like, so, probably $300 or $400.
$300 or $400.
Got to be minimum. So
commuter car.
Yeah,
that's my
half a mil commuter.
You know, I'm
car.
Driving. I'm driving about an hour and 15 minutes now, about 45 miles any given day. I think that's a perfect commuter car
that
for
drive
me.
Drive would feel a lot shorter with a nice yellow
absolutely.
Lamborghini.
Yeah. And I think with the price of gas right now, it's kind of a no brainer.
Kind of a no brainer. I can't imagine the gas mileage on the yellow Lambo all that great. But I guess the other thing is, you mentioned it. Like, there have been bounties before. We have seen this before in some form, but like, does, and also there's an incredible amount of attention that, even compared to what we've seen the last few years, that from the outside world, that the hobby got because of this. Can that, like, in a way, I think the one good thing, if this kept going towards the national, the amount of eyeballs, I think, on the national, they're already going to be a lot. But I think there would have been a lot more attention than we're used
to.
If
there would
have been pulled.
There would have been no more Flawless left over.
True.
After the national.
Oh, 100%.
Because if that card was still available, everybody who was holding their Flawless would have brought their Flawless to the national and would have sold it there or ripped it there. Because there would have been people running around going, I'm paying whatever. I mean, those cases, if it got to the national without that card being pulled, those could have been six-figure cases for a current product.
Jeez.
So there could have been people flipping cases at six figures for a chance to hit this triple logo, man. So for our sanity, thank you.
Yes.
For not pulling it or pulling it and not making everybody go absolutely crazy at the Atlantic City National.
Yeah. Yeah,
now we can just relax and chill out.
And enjoy beautiful Atlantic City.
I'm going to see if I could take that yellow Lambo for a spin. What do you think? What do you think the chances are if I'm like...
You know what? They probably would just let you do it.
Let me do it? Yeah. I like it.
Knowing those kids, they'll just be like, sure, just bring it back in one piece.
I'm like, I will trade you a Mojo Break Atlantic City National t-shirt. And maybe a hat and tote bag.
Design coming soon.
For a little around the little what are they, like the boardwalk? Is that, I can't drive it on the boardwalk.
A twirl around the boardwalk. Little, maybe take it upstate a little bit. You know.
Like throw it into. Yeah, I don't know.
Take it up to PA. Take it to Philly.
I don't know what highways are around there, so yeah, I'm just like, you know. I know there's a lot of. Toll booths, yep. And they're like ridiculous. They're like 85 cents.
Do some, this is going to be my second Wawa reference in like 3 weeks, but do some donuts inside of a Wawa maybe.
Don't try to go to Philadelphia and get gas.
How close to Connecticut are you going to be?
You think in New Haven?
Yeah.
Thinking about going to the pizza capital of the world?
Exactly.
That's where we're going. That's all right. Well, fair enough. You can see if you can take the Lambo up to New Haven and back. We'll see what we could do. But yeah,
is it frowned upon to eat pizza and drive a Lambo at the same time?
Gotta think so.
Not when the pizza's that good.
I know.
That's true. That is true.
Who knows? But yeah, I mean, right around the corner.
Yeah. The temperature will be a lot lower for the national now. It'll be a much more chill atmosphere than... here's the thing. It was going to be a crazy atmosphere because it's going to be really... I mean, last year, the national, a lot of people were back. But this year, it kind of feels like even more so, like, everybody's back in. Everybody's back at stuff.
The only issue is that the destination is not the easiest place to get to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you're in New York, if you're on the East Coast already... PA, stuff like that, yeah, easier. But if you're like us on the West Coast, there is very few places in the States that are harder to get to for us than Atlantic City.
Yeah, 100%. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any effect.
The show will be great.
Yeah.
There'll be a tons of people there. It'll be, you know, high hopes and a bunch of good vibes, hopefully. So... Yeah.
And there won't be about 500 different breakers all opening Flawless basketball at the same exact time.
Who knows? Isn't there a triple logo man of the Warriors triple logo man? So
after
it'll be
we win the chip.
It'll only be Mojo Break constantly breaking Flawless looking for the the triple logo man of was it Dre? Is it
Dre Clay and stuff?
Yeah.
I think the Warriors close it out tonight. Right.
Yeah, as we're recording this, the Warriors and the Grizzlies at 3-1 Warriors on top. So
it's over.
It's over.
How about that?
There you go.
How about especially that, Grizzlies?
Especially with no Joe.
It's over.
We can record two different.
We're not going to shoot like we did on Monday, bro.
No.
That was terrible.
That was pretty rough.
That was their only opportunity to basically win the series is they had to win.
Yeah.
They had to win that last game, and we played terrible.
About as bad as basketball you can play.
And we won. So, like, that's just demoralizing if you're like, we had them at their worst, and we still lost, yeah. And it's over.
Yeah.
And bring on the Suns. The Suns.
Or the Mavs.
Suns are struggling, dude. They have struggled with everybody.
They're going to struggle with us,
too. I think we take them out in four or five games.
Yep. Wow. Well, again, let's record two different versions of this, or if you guys are cool, just rolling with this. Just one would be like, tough game last night. Going to get them back at home.
Warriors are going to win everything.
All right, fair enough.
They may not lose another game.
Yeah. I tried. I tried to get level-headed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love being that guy who's like, I don't know. Like, you gotta temper your feelings about going in. Don't be a homer. Nah, they're the best team playing right now.
Easily,
yeah. They look real. They look real solid.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
Yeah, very spoiled.
And
you heard it here first. Also, Conrad will be opening. Will be the one and only place opening tons of Flawless at the National, trying to get that Warriors triple logo, man. Real triple logo.
For anybody
man.
Out there listening, since the logo man LeBron triple has been pulled, prices have obviously dipped.
And the
so
one
if
of
you
one
guys
Lamella.
Got cases you want to sell to me on the low. Let hit us up at Mulch or Break.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, you don't want to open up that product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know we heard it. It's an ugly card anyway, right? Yeah,
stock
market is crashing. Crypto's crashing. Flawless is crashing. Sell us the Flawless. We buy the dip.
Buy the dip. That's definitely the advice to take.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy the dip on Flawless, we've still got some, maybe, I think. I don't know.
We got some.
Yeah.
We'll
see what happens with it.
So. We didn't buy it at the dip.
No.
We bought it at like the absolute mountaintop.
So make sure to check out mojobreak.com.
I think we actually bought it on the moon.
Yes,
I think we flew to the moon.
We went to the moon.
We bought Flawless, and then now we're back. We're going back down.
So make sure to go to mojobreak.com. Maybe if the Warriors win the championship, we see a nice little bump up one more time for Flawless basketball. All right, so we've already talked about it. Flawless basketball, the triple logo band. It has been pulled. It's done. It's over. We can all calm down, right? No. Yes. Of course there's going to be something else to chase. There's always something else to chase. So really, I just want to know from you guys, what is it? Is there ever going to be a chase card like we just saw? Can anything ever top what we just saw with the LeBron triple logo man in terms of attention, in terms of celebrity, in terms of just the madness that we had these last few months?
What? Wow.
Yes.
I do believe so. In the current landscape of the industry,
I was gonna say,
I don't know if we're gonna see it right away. I don't know if we're gonna see it in the next like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, but there are cards out there that can surpass it. And you can do a triple logo man of obviously LeBron, Jordan, Kobe. That would be one that I would be like, if anyone is gonna surpass it, it could very well be that card. You can also get crazy and do an all Lakers and maybe have like Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe, Kareem, or Magic, something like that, where I mean there can't be a ton of Chamberlain. Did he even have logo bands when he played?
I don't think they did. No.
They didn't, because that was from the Jerry West, after the Jerry West logo or era,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, they wouldn't. But what did they use? They had to have some type of NBA logo.
Gosh, I couldn't even tell you.
And it had to be on the jersey, so it wouldn't be a logo man. But if you were, I mean, we've seen like cut autos of Chamberlain go for an insane amount. And single color relics that they've acquired from game used jerseys go for a lot. I think that is one of the guys that could definitely bring it. They didn't wear a lot of jerseys back then. They would basically wear one jersey. It's kind of like, you know, vintage baseball where, yeah, like, you know, they would just wear one jersey sometimes all season. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But I think we definitely can see a card. And if you want to say in the current landscape, Panini saw how popular it was. What stops Panini from making a triple LeBron logo man next year? They can make the same exact card. There's been multiple LeBron logo mans on multiple teams. There's been multiple Curry logo mans and multiple different products. There's no doubt that they can make that card again. Now, does it get the same attention as the OG, the original? Probably not. Is it still a seven-figure card? 100%. And if you're Panini, you 100% have to make that card, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking Panini, they know they have that in their back pocket, so they probably will want to do this again, obviously. Huge promotion, right? But then it's finite. Like, there's only a certain amount of times they can do that card, because there's only a certain amount of times they're going to be able to acquire a game used LeBron jersey with a logo man on it, right?
What about the shiny 75th anniversary?
I was just gonna get to that one too.
You actually, next year's logo mans, if they do acquire this year's jerseys for it, and
which we know is happening basketball, yeah.
So we may have next year's products may actually be the most expensive logo mans that we've seen across the board. Any logo man is going to outsell that player's previous logo man, because it is essentially going to be a once in a lifetime logo that you're going to be able to get.
Yep, great point. So, like, back to the LeBron triple logo man, I think they're going to do it eventually. I don't know if they're going to do it next year. I think they are going to do it again, 1,000%. But yeah, like you were saying, mentioning this upcoming year is flawless with the 75th anniversary. They could get wild with that, right? Like, if you get a LeBron, Curry, Giannis all 75th triple, that could potentially be not as big as the LeBron logo triple man, but that's going to be a real hype one too. If they decide to do something like that, and that, you know, I'm imagining there are only so many 75th anniversary game used jerseys they're gonna be able to get to, but yeah, I see a market. The market is gonna go crazy for those, especially those flawless ones. Obviously, the NTRPAs will be nice, and I'm hoping they do have some of those. But I feel that's probably kind of still too early. Even though we are behind on the schedule, it might be too early for the NT to have the 75th. Game use vet stuff.
I don't think we'll see. I think it'll be flawless, and then maybe
immaculate.
Maybe next year's NT.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the fall. Yeah. So like not this year's NT that'll come out
22, but 22, 23.
May have it. So
yeah, I think you're right that it's going to be something like if they do something with Curry, KD, LeBron, or Giannis, and you know all that. That's, and with the 75th anniversary, that I think maybe not quite, but could reach that level. But I think the thing I'm also realizing, we're all pretty much in agreement that if any card gets to the LeBron triple logo man level, it's going to be a basketball card. Do you think any football or baseball can reach that level? I don't think baseball, but can anything in football reach that level?
I don't think football collectors hold the shield in the same regard as basketball collectors hold the logo man, right? Now maybe a Brady double shield with auto in two different teams, maybe.
I think the logo man in basketball is so iconic. Yeah, I mean, if they, and I don't know what you can do with the license, it's on the jersey, but if they can incorporate maybe the Jumpman logos that you've seen on a lot of jerseys, It'll never get to the triple logo man hype, but reiterating like what you're saying, it 100% is basketball. 100%. Like, when it comes to the ultra high end modern day cards, it's always going to skew basketball.
Yeah. There's just something about that. One, just that look is just iconic. You mentioned the Brady one. Maybe that happens. That would be awesome. That might be the closest you get for football. And I also tend to think, because Panini knows the clock is ticking with basketball and their license for basketball and football, for that matter, but especially with basketball. And I would think there is something we're not even thinking about, not even mentioning, that they are going to pull out all the stops, try to go around all the loopholes they maybe can to get as big a card as possible with as big a names as possible on there. So I think, yeah, maybe this, we already saw the preview with NT that the diamond logos are coming, the diamond swooshes are coming. There's probably something up their sleeve that we're not even maybe even thinking about.
Here's another thing to consider too. By the time Fanatics does get the NBA license, LeBron's no longer going to be playing basketball. So this run for this last run for Panini, these last 4 or 5 years, they might be the only ones that are going to be able to produce LeBron anything.
Yeah, I mean, and if LeBron is still an Upper Deck exclusive, you'll still have LeBron cards, but it will be like in Goodwin Champs.
Yeah.
And it will be what we see, what we've seen with Jordan the last, like, you know, 5 years, where it's just white t-shirt, black t-shirt,
right?
No logos.
If I'm Fanatics, I'm like seriously thinking about that, because it's like these are names that you almost need and want in these products. Like, even if you can't produce them that much, you know, like maybe like a few sets a year, like you almost need, you need LeBron,
yeah,
basketball, right? Michael Jordan basketball. So I'm interested in seeing what hopefully they can pull something off where they make a deal with Upper Deck or something. But
I think you're right. The rookies are always going to drive the products, but having those legendary vets is definitely key.
Adds a lot of value
for like sustainable growth for that product.
Yeah, it's something you can always fall back on.
Yeah. And we don't know what's going to happen with the Kobe estate either. Are we ever going to be able to get Kobe cards again? You know what I mean? So,
right. That's a good point. That's a very good point. And if there's one thing we've learned in these last few years, don't doubt the power and the might of Fanatics. They are going to figure, if we're thinking all of this stuff, they have thought about this and are about 500 steps ahead already.
Absolutely. Yeah. I 100% agree.
Yeah. If any huge card that rivals what we just saw comes, it will be from something Fanatics. It will be some deal they made, maybe to get the Jordan and LeBron licenses. Because to me, that's really it. If there's anything that's going to top it, it's got to be something with LeBron and with Jordan on the same card that's officially licensed.
I feel that for about 2 months now, it's been pretty quiet on the news front, like as far as like the manufacturers. I'm expecting some big news at the National.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys, too. But
100%.
I feel like we're gonna get some. I mean, we always get substantial breaking news, acquisitions, stuff like that at the National. I think this will be the biggest National for that type of content, that type of news.
Yeah, I know we've had big events since the Fanatics deal has been announced, but this is really their big introduction.
What we were seeing, though, were like a lot of industry events that were not necessarily open to the collector and the public. It always seems like the biggest news comes out at the National.
Yeah.
Because you have the most collectors under one roof. You have the most content going around. You have the most people, like, you know, viewing streams on YouTube and Twitch and Instagram Live and all that. And so many eyeballs from around the world that is where it seems like the news usually breaks. So I think it's going to – that's one thing that I'm looking forward to is what kind of crazy news are we going to hear at the National? And it's right around the corner, so.
Yeah, exactly. Much going to be here sooner than we even think.
Yep.
I think a lot of questions are going to be answered about the future of the hobby, and I think this question we're asking right now, what's going to be that next big chase? I think we might have an answer after the National when all the dust settles.
Sooner than later, we're going to be landing in Philadelphia, and I'm going to be complaining that we have to drive 2 hours to Atlantic City. So, like, I could guarantee you, like, we're going to get our bags, and I'm going to be like, great, where's the rental car at?
I'm hopping on the train. I don't know about you guys. I'm gonna enjoy the nice calm train ride down. I know. Well, we'll see.
Won't they take hella long, bro?
I looked it up. About an hour 15 if you take the train.
Yeah, that's faster than the. I swear, when I drove, it was like
an hour, driving through
an hour and a half. But But
loading up the equipment might be a tough thing.
But you're
thing,
able
but
to go get a Philly cheesesteak.
That is true.
Nate, you can't get no Philly cheesesteaks on no train.
No. Can't
well,
get,
you
the,
can get off at a certain
that.
Stop, right? Is it like BART?
No, it's like more like
or is it like an actual train.
It's like an Amtrak, oh. Like a yeah.
Yeah, you're probably in. You're in the middle. Yeah, you're in the middle of nowhere.
No. You're not pulling the lever and be like, "All right, I'm good here." It's one stop. You go straight from Philly to AC.
Yeah, it might be a thing we can have a conversation about.
Yeah, that sounds like an off-air convo.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for the rental car, but
yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see. And what we'll be talking about should be interesting. Going to be a lot of big developments, and I think we're going to have a lot of answers about what we're chasing, what's going on, who's going to be making this big card. We don't know. I mean, there's a lot of speculation right now, so it's going to be nice to have some clarity when that time comes in the National, in Atlantic City. Last segment of the show, it's a fan favorite. It's Guess That Price. We've talked a lot about some huge cards on this show, and so why not talk about a couple of heavy hitters, and more than a couple, about five heavy hitters. NT Football, it is here. It's been here for now about over a week, so we are starting to see the first big sales of NT Football coming out of the woodwork. So, thought it would be a good time. Dan and C-Rad, they are the only contestants today on Guess That Price. Doug is probably going to be listening to this somewhere saying, "I would have won today.
Don't
what
count.
Are you talking about?"
Don't count.
No, you got to be here. You got to be here in person, and then you can make this complaint.
I'm on a losing streak, so I need to get back in the win column.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go two in a row, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
C-Rad
is now the winner from a week ago, or not a week ago, a month ago now. So let's see if we can follow that up again. These are recently sold NT Football cards that we are going to be looking at. All right, first up, Davis Mills, Houston Texans, quarterback, rookie QB. This is a number to 10, RPA.
Wow.
Davis Mills. Best offer was accepted. Best offer was accepted.
And you looked up the price that he was accepted.
Yes. Looked up the exact price that it was accepted for. So Davis Mills, by the way, this has nothing to do with anything. Is there an athlete with a longer neck in professional sports than Davis Mills?
Landry Jones.
Okay, Landry Jones.
No doubt.
So
Mike Glennon.
I was going to say Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon's got some
Mike
neck.
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
He's got a neck on him.
100%. In the world.
Yes.
I don't even, not even professional sports.
But he might have the longest neck in the world.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, Mike Glennon. And I actually don't think Davis Mills' neck is that long.
I mean, there's some pictures I was looking at.
I wish you had a Mike Glennon picture right next
That's
to him right
true.
Now.
We
He's got a, like...
Now, that picture
got like
also...
17 inches on his neck. On that,
that picture of Davis Mills is definitely not doing... I mean, I guess it maybe depending on how you feel about neck size, I guess it's doing his neck favors. Anyway, no disrespect to anybody with long or short necks. All necks are beautiful.
God. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't mean to make anyone feel self-conscious like, wait, about all, their what? Neck right
all
now.
All necks matter, dude. Come on.
I get comments in there, and they're like, this guy's got some stones talking about some necks. Look at his. This guy's neck.
I feel pretty comfortable with my neck right now. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Davis Mills.
Stanford
great. He's the Texans QB. What are our guesses? This is, again, a RPA numbered to 10. All of these cards from 2021 NT Football.
I just got that one right on, because I'm a big Stanford collector.
Yep.
So I bought it.
Ooh,
it's one of my PC.
Didn't even think
of
that.
One of my PCs.
All right. Well, C-Rad won last, so C-Rad, let's go first.
15,000.
15K.
Okay. 4250.
Oh, that's way too low, man.
Dude,
that's way too low.
It is, dude, it is Davis Mills, bro.
I seen his cracked eye sell for half that.
He's got weapons now. He's got some nice weapons on that offense. Actual price. $8,500. So,
damn it. Dan's actually closer.
Dan is closer. So, Dan gets the point.
But he was like at least half off, though.
Yeah, but.
Damn it.
I was probably a little high, to be honest. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a step back. I got to take in consideration how much the box prices are. because that's a huge hit, and it that would not it's if you were to get that as a personal box, like $42.50 wouldn't even pay for the box.
Exactly.
Yes. Absolutely. So,
yeah, I should have went a little bit higher, but maybe I'm thinking NT of like
And I mean, he's pretty
7 years ago.
Even though I think his market has gone up, I think he's pretty clearly the fifth. No, nobody, not even the sixth.
The sixth. Nobody. It's funny. Like you sit there and you do NT breaks, and nobody talks about the Texans. You talk about the other five quarterbacks, and you don't talk about Davis Mills. Yeah. So.
Still a pretty. I mean, that's a pretty hefty price. But
statistically, I think the best rookie quarterback.
Yes,
Davis Mills.
I think you're right. All right, next
for the rookie season.
Up. Yeah. Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, Justin Fields is the next man.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Justin Fields. This is a non-auto.
There's no autograph on
but
that.
But it is a one of one dual shield and logo and Nike swoosh rookie card. There were 42 bids on this one of one Justin Fields.
If this card sold for more than this, I just don't understand.
Dan goes first.
Yeah, again, no autograph on this. Dan got it right the first
time.
No
autograph.
No autograph.
And those are... But
that's a shield in a swoosh.
Yeah, from a glove.
One of one.
I mean, or the smallest, like, neck shield ever.
Yeah, no, definitely not the
that,
shield.
That is from a glove. That's from a glove.
$2,500.
Okay.
$2,500. Oh, my goodness. This is real close. Actual price. C-Rad is on the board. Actual price, $2,705. Very
that's
nice.
Let's go. That's a steal.
That's too much.
I mean, 23. I mean, did you feel like when you said 23, that was too much?
Yeah, I was like, 23. I'm going to be safe. It probably 17 or 18 is what I would have thought it sold for. Yeah. But when you said 40 bids, I'm like, maybe it was more. That is insane. You, again, I know I'm a dinosaur over here. I've been breaking before, you know, the internet.
Yeah.
But this card right here in previous years is like $600-$700 card for that caliber of a player. Like, I mean, that might not even be a card that we boom up like 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have boomed it one of one.
Yeah, it's one of one of a quarterback everybody wants. I mean, it's one of the five.
Maybe I wouldn't have got crazy, but I would have made it.
I mean, it would have been a boom, but like no flames like on the screen or anything.
Yeah, it gets a boom. It maybe doesn't gets a little get starburst. Any, maybe
yeah, I don't know. No, no starburst. I don't think you get any graphics on that. I think you just get a good old fashioned boom.
I'd throw fairy dust on that one.
Yeah, I'd throw a little. I think a little pixie dust on there would be just fine for that one.
Shoot.
Yeah.
All right.
Next up, we have another QB, and this is the Stars and Stripes. This is from First Off the Line.
Oh, God.
NT First Off the Line. Mac Jones.
I got to think about this one.
14
oh, no.
out of 25.
It's going to...
Stars and Stripes.
Is that of how much?
If you're
14 of 25. This is number to 25. Stars and Stripes RPA from NT First Off the Line. By the way, I should mention... Zach Wilson Stars and Stripes, and I think it was also a who was it? Was it Lance or Fields? I think it was. Oh no, I'm sorry. It was Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence. Also, all three have a number to 25 Stars and Stripes that all sold very recently.
This is tricky. So whatever number I'm thinking of, I'm like, put another 10,000 on it. Yeah.
There are 32 bits. If that changes your mind, 32 bits on this card. We are currently all tied up.
And all right, man.
I go first.
All
right, yeah.
And I did.
Connor
I did
goes
it.
First.
I did it.
17K.
Okay. So initially, I was like 28,000.
Got to explain. Gotcha.
So I went 38,000.
38,000. Wow.
I don't know, man.
All right. Actual price. $25,100. I think that puts C-Rad as the winner for that round. Should have said 28K. You would have gotten
the 10
close.
Extra thousand.
That 10K extra. Set it over the edge for there for you, Dan. I should mention this was the highest selling of those three. Yeah. I think the Trevor Lawrence was about
25,000.
25K for the Mac Jones, 24 I believe for Trevor Lawrence, 22 for Zach Wilson.
Damn. I remember seeing that Zach Wilson too, so I should have took that into consideration.
Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
you played yourself.
Why did I?
Could have had it.
I'm basing my numbers on the hobby like 9 months ago. We're obviously in the middle of a dip.
Yep.
It's dip time.
I mean, so it's like, still 25K.
You know, this product comes out like a year ago. It's I don't know, 72,000.
If I recall, out the gate, Burrow and Herbert were around like 30K in the very beginning when NT first came out.
And I think they were both, especially Herbert, but Burrow showed flashes.
But
I think we were more impressed with the QB class.
But Herbert ended up going for into the six figures.
Yes.
Yeah, like months later after NT had come out.
Yeah.
And so, again, more impressive couple of QBs,
so this
I think,
card
than any of the guys.
In about 6 months before the season starts, this will be like a $50,000.
So it's a buy. It's a buy right now.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, if you want to talk about investments, the big investment word. I know people love talking about investments when it comes to trading cards. This is one right here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stone cold lock.
If I had my soundboard next to me, I'd be good joke.
If you had that money laying around, sure.
Yeah, if you got 25K burning a hole in your pocket, you know where to spend it.
Actually, pull it out of the stock market right now. You put it right in the Mac Jones Stars and Stripes.
More sound investment at this point.
Way more sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Way more.
Exactly. That's the dip to buy. All right. I almost feel like I kind of revealed where the price range is for the next one. But Zach Wilson. Let's talk about Zach Wilson. 2 of 10. This is an RPA. 2 of 10.
Throwback.
That's a crossover.
Yes. Throwback. Throwback yes. design.
And his jersey number.
Jersey number, 2 of 10, RPA, throwback, shit. 47 bids on this baby.
47?
47 bids.
Jersey number, and it's only number 10 as a crossover, though.
Yep.
Okay.
It is the crossover, something to keep in mind.
Since you gave us the true Stars and Stripes
Stars price, and Stripes, so.
We kind of have a better idea on this one, I think. Ah, man.
All right, putting in our guesses. A correct answer here for C-Rad, and that's 2 wins in a row. If not, it all comes down to the
Let's
final
bring
card.
Bring it home, baby.
I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
All right.
And I actually, honestly, I couldn't even remember what you were talking about before when you were saying, the Stars and Stripes. So I'm just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, did he say?
Should be mentioned.
17?
The Micah Parsons Stars and Stripe is currently up for bids on eBay right now. The one that was pulled on
the Shield?
The Shield.
The one that was pulled by Mojobreak.com?
That's correct.
What is it currently
That's
at?
Correct. Last I checked, about 8,600.
Nice.
Yeah. With about 12 or 13 bids.
I think we all guesstimated around 20 on that one.
Yeah.
15 to 20.
Yeah.
All right, my guess for this one is 12,000.
All right, 12K.
Okay. dude, these do not go for as much as you would think. And I'm going to lay that down there. That's straight up, and I think I got this one. This is 5,100.
I factored in double the price for the jersey number.
Actual price. Yes, I know it is the number, but actual price. 4,150. Dan was right.
God, we're tied now.
And there's one thing that I know, and I sit up countless hours of the night, end of the night, looking up only specifically the crossover RPAs.
I will mention, okay, there's this need to be an asterisk because Doug put an asterisk last time I won, and he was like, I got it right at home and whatever. You and Doug do buy a decent amount of cards on eBay. I don't buy any cards.
I don't buy cards. Doug buys cards.
Okay.
I actually don't even have the Mojo Break eBay account logged into my phone.
Oh.
So I have no idea what we buy.
So you haven't been buying
for a while. I haven't been buying for a while.
Could be anything.
So, yeah, I have no idea. But I do know, countless hours, I do know the crossover RPAs.
All right.
I could name the price on every single
Damn,
one.
Damn, that was a good deal, dude, for a jersey number crossover.
Yeah. But it's a crossover.
Crossovers were a pretty solid deal. Some Trevor Lawrences were on there for
only not
1,000 more.
It's not the one you want.
No, it's not.
And what crossover year is that?
That is 2009 and 2010.
Oh, it's basketball.
That's Steph Curry's here.
It's the basketball RPA. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make it any more intense.
It'd make it, what, 4,800 cool, 4,100 cool, yeah, whatever it was.
4,150 cool. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, all
right. Last one. This is for all the marbles.
And I've won how many? Is it 2-2?
2-2. Oh. So this is it. I threw a wrench into things because we have a redemption. It's the Ja'Marr Chase. Redemption number to 99, rookie materials auto redemption, 35 bids.
That's materials.
Okay,
that's
rookie
not the
materials.
RPA.
That's not the true RPA.
It's not the true RPA. But it is
99 materials.
The rookie materials signature.
Rookie materials signature.
Our first non QB.
I think it's the square horizontal patch auto.
I think so, yes. Again, our first non-QB, and it is a redemption of Ja'Marr Chase, who has been the best-selling receiver by a pretty wide margin in this class. For all the marbles. Very intense right now. Well, the silence. As everyone is scribbling down their answers.
Okay, wait. I'm just going to look at this real quick.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm staying. I don't know if I'm going to lock this one in.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to lock it in yet.
That's fine. It's a very important decision right now.
I changed it.
Again, NT Football available, MojoBreak.com.
I only changed it once, though.
MojoBreakShop.com, but MojoBreak.com.
I'm not going to do it again.
Breaks of NT Football available.
All right. Go ahead, man.
I went 1875.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
1875.
I went $2,000.
Ooh, this is close. By the slimmest of margins, actual price, $742. So that means Dan is the winner.
You know, did
I say how many bids? I should have said how many.
You know, you said 30.
Oh, 35. 30 bids.
You said it only sold for
$700. $742.
So, multiple reasons. One, it being a redemption.
Yep.
Obvious.
That plays the biggest role.
Two, we still talk about it. Receiver. Historic rookie season, but still a receiver. We haven't jumped on board with the receivers getting even close to quarterback numbers. And it is not the true RPA or even any RPA design that you would consider a true RPA. Now, do I think it? Whatever you said, $800 is that's a steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and we're only $250 off each other.
Yeah, I really thought that.
What was your original price?
$2,275.
My original price was $2,500, so I went around from $2,500 to
$2,500. And I went from $2,275 to $1,875. If I were to stay at $2,275, I would have
$125 off.
Yeah,
yeah, that would have been back to back victories for Conrad. But alas, Dan is the winner. Congrats to Dan. 2021.
Well, I gotta thank. One, myself, with all the research I do at the crossover RPAs, day in and day out is what I do. Just
that was a close one because I thought I had that one.
From 6 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning, just crossover RPAs, just putting in the work.
Till your eyes go red.
Till my eyes go red. Yeah. I don't even sleep anymore. That's all I think about at crossover RPAs. So, yeah, get into some breaks. MojoBreak.com. NTs. We got some NT going down. Every day. You're looking for NT? We got NT.
That's right. Lots and lots of NT football. If you guys want to get in on some breaks, MojoBreak.
Got some NT on the Whatnot as well.
That's right. Whatnot, of course.
Whatnot.
Make sure to check us out on Whatnot.
Get some steals.
Get those steals.
Get the steals and let's go.
That's what everybody's talking
let's
about.
Let's go.
Everybody is talking about those steals on
let's
Whatnot.
Let's get some steals. Let's go.
That's a steal.
That's a steal.
If you want the steals, go on Whatnot. But, of course, you can go to MojoBreak.com for all of your break.
Also great prices.
Also great prices.
Also great prices.
Not quite a steal, but, you know, we've got
an operation. Got to keep the lights on, so we can't just let people steal everything. Go on Whatnot. You could steal
go online. Nuts. Go crazy. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this week's episode. Again, MojoBreak.com is the place to go for your full schedule of breaks. MojoBreakShop.com is your place to go for your sealed boxes. Make sure to subscribe to Mojo Break Media. Like the videos if you're watching us there. And of course, if you're not subscribed to our podcast, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We also got our baseball park card podcast that I'm having a lot of fun doing, Wax Packs and Warning Tracks. Make sure to listen Tuesdays to that as well. So for Dan, for C-Rat, for Doug, I'm Cody. We will talk to you next time on The Hype.